With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will pay for its recent attack. Netanyahu says Iran made a big mistake and doesn't understand Israel's determination to retaliate against its enemies. Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling on President Biden to get tougher on Iran in the wake of Tuesday's missile attack on Israel, urging the administration to adopt a series of specific measures designed to cripple the military powers of Tehran and its proxies.
In a series of speeches, statements, and social media posts, the top Republicans in both chambers pressed the president to adopt a combination of new penalties on Iran, both financial and military, while escalating the military aid Washington provides to Israel. The GOP leader suggested that the absence of those measures had emboldened Tehran to launch Tuesday's attack. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement, "The Biden administration has repeatedly threatened Iran with severe consequences for its campaign of terror against Israel and the United States, but failed to impose them." Behind Speaker Mike Johnson, House GOP leaders offered a similar assessment, urging the Biden administration to exert maximum pressure on Tehran to include the strict enforcement of existing sanctions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Johnson says Congress has already authorized disaster relief funds needed for the response to Hurricane Helene.
Speaking at the New York Stock Exchange before delivering remarks on his economic agenda, Johnson noted a replenishment of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's disaster relief fund was included in a three-month stopgap government funding bill that Congress passed and that President Biden signed into law last week. Johnson's comments come a day after President Biden said that he may request that Congress return from recess to pass a supplemental relief bill, saying that his, quote, expectation is to ask for more money to fund Helene relief efforts. Johnson neither ruled out nor promised authorizing supplemental relief funds for the Helene response when Congress returns in the lame duck session.
This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are rushing to the southeast, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Hurricane Helene has killed scores of people and done billions of dollars in damage in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and other states. Now Christian ministries are responding with both temporal and spiritual aid. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in the storm zone, as is the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Southern Baptist Relief, Convoy of Hope, and the Salvation Army. Recovery will cost millions of dollars and will likely take months, if not years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Judaism's High Holy Days are coming at a difficult time for Jewish people around the world. This year, the midpoint of the 10-day spanning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is October 7th, the one-year anniversary of the Hamas terror attack that killed 1,200 Israelis. For Jews in the U.S., the past year has been challenging in many ways. This is SRN News. Iran launched a ballistic missile attack targeting Israel Tuesday as tensions between the two longtime foes escalates. The latest from the media alliance, Felice Friedson.
Air raid sirens sounded across Israel on Tuesday as citizens clustered in the nearest shelters. Some 200 ballistic missiles were launched by Iran towards Israel. There was some damage, but no casualties were reported. Israeli leaders vowed actions whether or not there were casualties. Just before the siren sounded, two Palestinians from the West Bank attacked a light rail station at Jaffa, which adjoins the city of Tel Aviv. Six people were killed and 10 wounded in the attack, some seriously. Tuesday's rocket attacks marked another direct confrontation between the Islamic Republic and Jewish state, absent Iran's proxies. President Biden ordered American forces to aid in Israel's missile defense. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.